Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight. Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you. Joined now by Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. And JCN coming off a loss at Horton on Tuesday, 52-37. Let's dive into that one a little bit, Coach, and just kind of an overall takeaway from that game on Tuesday.
The initial takeaway is Horton's got a pretty good team. They're playing pretty well right now. It kind of felt like the whole game, their offense, you know, they got some big guys inside that could finish, and then they were hitting a lot of shots outside. And it kind of felt like every, you know, the shots they didn't hit on the outside, we were giving up offensive rebounds. And, you know, you can't allow teams like that two or three shots possession. So I'd like to see us box out a little bit better. But Horton's a good team, and I thought we kind of came out sluggish. We weren't as focused. We had a big win the Friday before, and I think that was just kind of a, you know, maybe we didn't play as well as we should have coming out on Tuesday.
Well, you look at right now the top four or five teams, really the top four in the NEKL standings right now. It's Moorhill Mounts Academy at 9-2, ACCHS 8-3. You sit there at 8-4, and Horton's there 8-4 as well, and it's pretty balanced. Everyone's kind of beating up on everyone, and I feel like it's kind of played to what we all thought maybe at the beginning of the year, talking about how this league was so talented top to bottom and anyone can beat anyone on a given night.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, each team's a little bit different. You know, they have certain things like to run, and so different matchups, you know, affect teams differently. But everybody's got their own style, and like you said, it's competitive, and, you know, our team's got a lot of, or at least got a lot of teams that full of competitors, good coaches all around, and, you know, every game is a grind no matter who you're playing.
Well, still talking about Horton, they host the 2A substate that you'll take part in here in a couple of weeks as we kind of look ahead a little bit. It's very bunched up. I mean, there's not really a clear-cut team that's either in front nor behind someone. It's very balanced, of course, very familiar with about half these teams in this substate being inside the league with Horton and Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, in Jackson Heights, but you get a Riverside team out of the Big Seven, Republic County's in here, and Valley Heights out of the TVL. What's kind of an early initial thought on this sub-state, the challenges there, and maybe a potential matchup in round one?
Yeah, I think as it sits right now, I think we're still sitting at number one, but Horton, that was a big game for sub-state, as I know there. I think they might be one game behind us now, and it's at Horton, too, so playing a team like that at their home gym is definitely a challenge. But then you look at the other teams. I know Riverside does not have a outstanding record, but they play in the Big Seven. I've seen some film on them, and you know, they can play. I think they, you know, some of their games, they're right there in every game. And, you know, like I said, they play bigger schools a lot. So that's one we got to look out for. You know, then you said Valley Heights plays in the TVL, which is another very competitive league. So some of those records may be a little deceiving. And trying to kind of preach to our guys that don't look at the record. We got to focus on the team. And then other than that, I think it's a lot of league schools that, you know, we're going around. That'll be probably the third time playing those teams at that point. And it's tough to beat a team. When you play teams three times, you know, everybody knows what everybody's doing at that point. And it's going to be who can execute better. And, you know, that's going to be a challenge.
And then a rare Thursday night tilt. You get back to it tonight at home against McClouth before turning around and getting Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Just what's kind of the expectation for tonight against McClouth and then Oskaloosa next week?
Yeah, and McClouth's been, they've been having their own struggles a little bit this year, but, you know, we're going through some struggles right now. I think it's kind of not a secret anymore that the zone defense has been giving us a little bit of some fits lately. And so luckily we caught that, so it gives us some game on it. And McClouth tends to play a lot of zone defense, so I think that's going to be something that it'll be a good chance for us to work on some of those things and hopefully get that fixed before we get into the substate.
There it is. Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll is team 10-6, currently sitting atop their substate, but very competitive. It's going to be very interesting down the stretch to see how it all unfolds. But this final stretch will start here tonight as they're at home against McClouth and then Oskaloosa on Tuesday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next couple. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.